we took him to Disney World, and I hope we're over that by the time he's a teenager.
Disney World's awesome. I like Disney World.
No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. But I was told by all my friends at work, like my beautiful friends like Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street, they go, oh, you go to Disney and they get you a guide, and you go in, and as soon as they start taking your picture, everyone there will take your picture because you're very famous, and they'll bump you up, and you'll get to go into the exit.
The front of the line? All the,
no, not even the front of the line, like in the exit, like John Stamos style.
Oh, wow. Hey, you're talking big names
yes,
now.
Yes, exactly.
Stamos, you say?
Well, Stamos is very famous at Disneyland. He's a big name there.
Yeah.
And so...
He's a friend of Bob Saget's. That's why I'm not saying anything.
So we went, we go to Disneyland, and we walk on, and where I usually am dressed like a, sort of like a homeless athlete is kind of the look I rock on a daily basis.
Okay, homeless athlete.
Well, of course, they're like leggings and large hats.
Right.
And but today I put on the lip gloss, I had the hair flowing.
Oh,
because
nice.
People were going to recognize me, and we
and
were going to
cut
all the lines.
Take your photograph, yeah, and get in the outdoor.
Crickets.
Crickets?
Crickets.
Like the monologue tonight?
Yeah. You're really kind of leaving me out to dry here.
No.
Was your monologue crickety?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad most nights. Don't worry about it. It's not like, you know, it's not like occasionally it's good, but that's when there's a guest host.
Then yeah, it was like the monologue.
Yeah, yeah.
In that case.
Yeah, no, it's all
so
right.
So nobody cared, no pictures, nothing, so we kept having
Does that happen to you a lot? Do you get recognized a lot normally in the store and
no.
stuff?
No.
I recognized you when you came out right there. I introduced you. You came out. I was like, I know exactly who you are.
But maybe that's because you had to intro me. You knew I was coming. And they would say, here she comes.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think that would be good not to get recognized, wouldn't it?
I love it. 100% of the time, I love it. The one day in my life, I wanted it so I could cut lines and impress my 3.5-year-old.
Oh,
that was all.
You will never impress your children.
Oh.
So are you reading to your kids that you'll be reading, what, Little P, that kind of thing?
Little P?
Yeah, Little P. Hmm. Little P, he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to eat candy. Oh, it's a great story.
No. It's a classic.
Yeah, Danny and the Dinosaur, that's another
No, you know the cars and trucks and things that go, anything that moves or farts, that's what we're big on in our house. If it has wheels or it can leave a smell behind, those are the books that I read.
That's pretty much Larry King, isn't it?
I did Larry's show recently. I don't know about the moving.
I hear you on that, yeah. I was
No, I'm kidding. Fantastic.
I remember talking to him just before. I did a show once and I talked to him for a bit and I thought, is he falling asleep?
He's very relaxed.
He's very relaxed.
He's a seasoned professional.
No, he's retired now.
I know. I went to his wrap-up party.
Oh, great. I couldn't make it.
Perhaps they heard some of your jokes about him.
No, I was never mean about I like Larry.
I think he was magnificent, and I was delighted to be on his show. It's a big honor, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's a great
People take it very seriously.
It's like an Oscar, but better in many ways.
But better. Yes, so much better. I hadn't really thought of it that
better
way.
Better than an Oscar, being on Larry King's show. That's what they say in the lunatic asylum.
I'm gonna try that out. When my mom says to me, you never got an Oscar, I'm going to say, but Mom, I was on Larry King.
Yeah, and then she'll say, oh, that's better.
That's better. Yeah. You're right, she will.
So, awkward pause, harmonica, quickly.
Oh, I don't know about the harmonica, but
well, basically, we can play ourselves. We don't have a band. I don't know if you've noticed. So,
I'll do that. I like that. What do I do?
Put the mouth organ up to your mouth and blow.
Can I do a tune?
What? Yeah, do a tune if you want. Where's mine?
Are you doing one too?
Yeah, usually I do, but mine's gone missing. I don't know where it is. My kangaroo testicles against the tail. That's a real set.
I recognize them.
Somewhere there's a kangaroo in Australia with a very long face.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready?
Okay.
Go.
One, two, three.